예수 보좌 죄구지 에이 아마야 에가마오디오 예수 보좌 죄구지 라치마 시아미치 시아미치요 예수 보좌 죄 Ebomi sema sina kuwa. Shemi uri brusha ya 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 ya. Ngwe manwa ya ya. Iti anti ama ya ya. Adi ya bi amane. Oya bi ya. Pulu. Shemi bomi sena kuwa ya sena kuwa. Mosenku, 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 Dadosa. We were manwa, yeah, yeah. Shalomami, Tunuma, ay, 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 Rate. I am your mommy, I am your mommy. Be your swayo, Adadia, Dome. Wama, many men was here. I repeat it. May Yeshua, I'm quite what you tell me. Wama man Sarabia, man Sarabia. May Yeshua, may Yeshua. Oh, my man, was you. May I swear you? What would you tell me? Oh, my man, was he? What's your corner? What's your corner? What's your money? Yo, money, yo, money, yo, Money, yes, me, my mama. Me say, I want to cheer you, my brother. Now they won't pay. Now they won't pay. Now they won't pay. And you, me, ba. Osho nyakumbu. Oni ya buafu. Kasi. Hallelujah. Azafu. Azafu. Oh, Nakupo, only have one for Kasi. Hallelujah, Azafu, Hallelujah. Oh, baby, I'm there. Oh, she Azafu, Azafu, yeah, oh, Ania.
Why are we all? Shalom, 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 shalom. Shalom afternoon, people of God. Shalom afternoon, church. Please, I believe you are all doing well. Glory to Jesus. I thank God for your lives. By the special grace of God, myself and my family, we are doing well. The Lord bless you. I want to welcome you to the other prayer lab as we experience the power of God and the open heavens. Hallelujah. Get ready. It's a moment where we are going to experience the overflow of the anointing of the Spirit. Get ready. Share the link and invite your friends and loved ones. Share the link, invite your friends and loved ones. Share the link. Get ready as we lift our voices in prayer. Get ready as we lift our voices in prayer. Thank you, Lord. The mighty name of the Lord Jesus. in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God richly bless you, people of God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a moment of prayer, and this moment of prayer, within the next 30 minutes, we will be out of here, and we are praying to God that as this moment is the opening of the heavens, may the Lord cause us to experience an overflow of His anointing in our lives. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. One of the things that, people of God, we are engaging right now is that we are taking godly advantage of the open heavens for the shift of the priesthood in the spirit realm. And by reason of the advantage we are taking, the Lord God Almighty is releasing mantles. The Lord is pouring anointings on His people. He said, and I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. He said, even your young men shall also see visions. We are lifting our voices in prayer. This is the moment of the activation of spiritual giftings. This is the moment of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. This is the moment of the release of visions. This is the moment that the power of God is coming upon His people. You want to lift your voice in prayer and tell God, Lord, I position myself by prayer to receive an overflow of the supernatural. I position myself by prayer to receive even the release of the anointing. I position myself by prayer to receive a release of the power of God. Let there be an ignition of the anointing on the inside of me. Let there be a stirring of the prophetic gift. Let there be a stirring of the healing gift. Let there be a stirring of the gift of the working of miracles. Every gift in me, as I position myself in prayer, this action come alive in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to fire prayer. You can call in and join us in prayer right now. You can call in and join us in prayer. Somebody lift your voice, lift your voice. There is an open heavens right now. There is an open heavens right now. Shebalala kapala mataya. Engage in the power of the Spirit. Yebeleko shabala mataya. Rabala mataya kapaya. Something is happening here. Lift up your voice and fire prayer. Shabala mataya.
Of your anointing over my life. Oh, of the Spirit in me shall arise, my prayer, in the name of Jesus. I take advantage of the open portals of heaven. Oh Lord, I take advantage right now. I take advantage right now. Let there be a new flux in the prosperity vision of the hearing in the Spirit right now.
Let there be an activation of new things right now. The gift of discerning of spirits, the gift of prophecy, the gift of word of knowledge, the gift of word of wisdom, the gift of healing, the gift of the working of miracles, the gift of faith right now. Let there be activation right now. Activation right now. Let the eyes of the young prophet and prophetesses be opened right now. Anointing for prophetic experiences be released right now. Shata baba layo, arako bela bela bela. Ya baba 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 baba. Shata baba baba layo, shata baba baba. Mi oya na kaba. I am a and they bear a fruit of soul. I want to meet the area for some. And I will let me Jesus here. Me Jesus here.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the next one. I'm gonna make you mine.
Something is happening right now.
Maybe I'm not coming to a minimum.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now I speak over your lives right now. In the name of Jesus. Let there be an opening of the heavens over your life. Let there be a release of the anointing of the Spirit on your destiny. Let the mantles of old fall on your life. In the name of Jesus, I decree that a shift has taken place in your destiny right now. From today, you will have experiences of the supernatural. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, your priesthood has been strengthened once again. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, may the Lord be gracious unto us and empower us in Jesus' precious mighty name. The Lord spoke to me and he said, there is somebody here, you have been battling with suicidal thoughts for the past 3 days. You have been battling with suicidal thoughts for the past 3 days, but he's setting you free right now. There is a serious financial issue that is popping up, and you just don't know how to handle the matter. And you are afraid, thinking that it might end up in the police station that will get you arrested. A serious financial issue. I don't know whether it is a debt you find yourself in, but the Lord is setting you free from all those negative thoughts of suicide in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is setting you free. The Lord is setting you free. The Lord is setting you free right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I call it down. I call it down. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hannah Inti. I don't know if I'm getting the name right. Have you been having certain suicidal thoughts? The Lord is touching you right now. I don't know if you are in any kind of debt or something, but the Lord is touching you in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is touching your life right now in Jesus' precious mighty name. I call it down. Hallelujah. Yeah, Tricia, the Lord says that get ready and that this anointing, the Lord is wiping your tears and the Lord is filling your mouth with laughter in Jesus' precious mighty name. The Lord is going to cause you to conceive I'm looking at you in the spirit realm, and you are showing me your pregnancy test kit, and I saw it is positive. The Lord said, I should tell you, His favor has located you right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You had a dream. Said, I had a dream about you. You had a dream about me last night. Wow. I was congratulating you in the dream. Then congratulations, eh? It has been fulfilled. It has been fulfilled. In fact, let me pronounce you from heaven. I pronounce you pregnant in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I call it done. God willing, next week, Thursday, go and do your test. The baby has arrived in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Seeth the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let me say this last thing before we close. Now, one of the things about priesthood that I said is that you cannot talk about priesthood without talking about an altar. Are you listening to me? Good. I told you that whenever a spirit finds a person that he wants to work with, he establishes a covenant between himself and the person. And every covenant is serviced on an altar. And I told you that the altar is the meeting place between the spirit and the person, the man. Are you listening to me? And in the ancient times, many of you have read the scriptures. Anytime God appears to any of our patriarchs and speaks to the person, right after the encounter, the person will build an altar right there. When God appeared to Noah and spoke to him about how he should, you know, fill the entire earth and do, after that, Noah built an altar. When God appeared to Abraham, he built an altar. The reason is because whenever God appears to you and talks to you concerning something and you don't build an altar on that matter, it will no longer have an eternal relevance. You will forget it. Are you listening to me? Have you ever realized that there are some of you, anytime you continue to engage yourself in prayer, God keeps reminding you of certain dreams that you have had about 10 years ago. Sometimes once you are in your prayer, the dream you had about 10 years ago will reflect again in your mind. It is something God told you that it will only take an altar to service it. Are you listening to me? Now, in the ancient times, altars were built with stones. You gather stones and, you know, you put certain things on it. But in our time, we don't build altars with stones. Are you listening to me? So one thing you need to understand about altars is that an altar is a high place. Whenever you are building an altar, the altar must be built for it to be a little bit higher than the surface of the land. I don't know if you're getting my point. There is something that we call above sea level, but altars are built above land level. So an altar should be elevated above the level of the ground. And that is why it is called a high place. Are you listening to me? So in the ancient times, they gather stones, then heap of stones, and they always do a ritualistic service on it. Ritual. When we say something is a ritual, we are not talking about who could be now demoja like the way we were taught. A ritual is something that you do consistently. Anything you continue to do, anything you consistently do is a ritual. Are you following? And once you are doing something like that, that is one of the main keys of an altar. Ritual. This is the reason why God said the fire on the altar should not quench. It should perpetually, consistently be burning. Because there is something about consistency and altars. In fact, that is what defines the kind of altar we experience in our time. Whenever you hear God telling you something, please take note of the time God spoke to you about that matter. Maybe you were praying and the Lord spoke to you about something around 3:25 p.m. Take note of that time. Are you listening to me? There are some of us, we have always realized one thing, but it has not really dawned on us in a sensitive way. Anytime you are praying around 12 a.m., you see a lot of visions. And some of the things you see, they actually come to pass. You know, you have been, sometimes you can pray around 6 p.m., you can pray around 3 p.m., but then it looks like, particularly when it is 12 a.m. and you are praying, your spirit is really opening up for some experiences. Are you listening to me? Don't joke with that time. It means that is a moment where you meet with God. The moment that dawns on you, don't joke with 12 a.m. Start praying every 12 a.m. Every 12 a.m. and make it consistent. Do you know what you are doing? You are building an altar. You did not gather stones. You only became consistent in your prayer life at a particular given time. Are you listening to me? Good. So I want to help you. And do you know one thing? The reason why I said the altar should be above the land level is because in our time, your consistency level is something that your flesh will not permit you. Do you know what I'm talking about? That is why it is very difficult to build an altar in our time. Because it is not just gathering stones. It is being consistent in a certain ritualistic prayer life. It will not be easy. That is what it means to attend to a spirit on an altar. But if you don't engage in this thing, you will have no altar. And people of God, a man is as strong as his altar. Every man is as strong as his altar. Very important. This is a spiritual reality. That is the reason why, if you don't build a prayer altar, even though you are a Christian, if an unbeliever, if an ungodly occultic person engages so much on his altar, he can overthrow you. Even though Christ is in you. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Because what is happening now is a spiritual reality. They give you sacrifices all the time. One tisa niema we asia. One we abebu na mesobo wo niema bebremu. And so now wo. And na yede osi yede sobo wo nebo. Are you listening to me?
That is why walking with the Spirit is not an easy task. You know that God is Spirit and we are walking with Him. I was with you, yes, sir. You cannot walk with God without an altar. What is it? It means you have no altar. Build the altar. And the building of an altar in our time is being consistent in your prayer life at particular given moments. Are you listening to me? Be consistent. Your consistency is the potency of your altar. And that is one of the main assignments of a priest. And get to know of this, that you are a priest. Are you listening to me? So in a 24-hour period in a day, get moments where you will pray, that you will never change that moment. It doesn't matter what is happening. And when somebody, let's say you have chosen 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. to pray, maybe 30 minutes from 3 to 3:30 p.m. and from 6 to 6:30 p.m. every day. Listen to me. Even if you have an exam at 3:30 p.m., you should definitely, I don't know if I get what I'm saying. Everything that is happening should actually not displace your assignment on that altar. And you can see, even if you are in a plane and you are traveling to US, make sure at that given moment you are praying. Are you listening to me? Good. This is to open our eyes. And let me tell you, look at your life. One of the things that we build the altars, not God. Are you following? We are the ones who build the altars. God will just appear and talk to you. But it is your spiritual and priestly responsibility and wisdom to know. So, what is the name of the Lord? Now, build an altar immediately. Because if you don't build the altar, you might not hear God's voice again in that manner. Are you following? Hallelujah. So please take note. Take note of this. Hey, what we are doing right now, I want to shift you from a certain mentality that we have in our walk with God into a priestly mentality. Giving sacrifice. Do you know that every time you are like, when you compound a man, not because I need to go to the altar in prayer, it is a sacrifice. Exactly. You see, you will be shocked though. The thing you are doing consistently, there is no altar that does not have a name. You might not even know the name of your altar, but just continue. Abraham and Noah, they were all building altars without giving those altars names until God revealed himself again. Then Abraham started giving names to altars. Except from today, this altar is called this. This one is called this. Once you build your altar, you keep becoming consistent in your prayer life, you will know God will start revealing himself in various dimensions to you. And you may be in Timin Fausa. Are you getting what I'm saying? Obi counter, somebody wants to deceive you. You will pick it immediately. You will know. You will just know it deep inside of you that Adia Papa in the make India. Meanwhile, without the altar, you will succumb to what the man is saying. And you'll be deceived. Many of us want to keep hearing the voice of God, but the problem is that there is no altar. Build a consistent prayer life. That is your altar. That is your altar. And make sure you are always in it. Are you listening to me? Maybe decide. Every day I'm praying 1 hour. Every day I'm praying 2 hours. And I have specific moments I'm praying. There's the Bible calls it an hour of prayer. Are you following? The hour of prayer. And there is an altar for an angel. You see, you get to a point where angels will be released to your altar. Oh, yes. It's that 3 p.m. now. There is an angel. A more 3 p.m. is an angel. It doesn't matter where you are. At that moment, your consistency is the altar, not your room necessarily. So the moment it is 3 p.m., the angel will be close to you. When you start praying, he will also start giving his assignment. He will fulfill his assignment. Are you listening to me? Good. So keep engaging in this, and the Lord will favor all of us in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Mr. Raymond, we are human beings. But if you want to walk with the Spirit, you need to be disciplined. Else, your life will be a basal. That's our problem. Inconsistency, too much. That's not how we walk with the Spirit. That's not how we walk with God. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. That's scriptural. That's one of the ways to be disciplined in life is to have an altar. And there are so many forms of altars. What we are building now is a prayer altar. And it happens through your consistency. Are you listening to me? There are some spirits that will fight against you. Your priestly assignment on your altar alone will have ways and means of dealing with certain altars and certain spirits. Are you following? So learn this. One man of God that I know kept, he was praying 8 hours every day. 8 hours. And he kept this routine and this consistent prayer life for years. Then one time, whilst he was in prayer, he was even in an aeroplane traveling. And when the time was up, he began to pray. Immediately, an angel appeared to him and showed him a picture of his old age and the day he was going to die. In fact, God was communicating specific things. When he saw the picture, he said, okay. Then the angel said, that is what the Lord said I should show you. And so long as you keep this consistent prayer life on this prayer altar, there is utiti kwefri swa ebesa babisiso. This is the picture of you, the day you will die. You will be very old. Now the man, from that moment, it doesn't matter what you are trying to do. He knows he will not die. He knows it. He went to his office one time and he just put his head on the table to pray. When he lifted his head after 5 minutes, he saw 7 armed robbers standing before him holding guns. He just smiled. Then he said, if you shoot, you will die. If you don't shoot, you will die. Then he put his laptop before him and he started. Then the armed robbers were like, what? Is he mad or something? He never said anything. Then one of the guys said, Charlie, move, 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 move. And they left. The moment they left the office, whilst they were crossing the road, a small car, like Kia Picanto, small car, jammed 7 people. Girl, all of them died. One time he was in his plane, in his own private jet. And one of the people at the cockpit where the pilots are, one of them came to me and said, "Daddy, we have an engine problem. And we are not sure we'll be able to land safely." They were panicking, and the man, what they told them, and he said, "What is it?" "The Lord showed me my old age picture." "What do you mean?" "Go back. It is working." He didn't even pray. You see, the problem many of us have is that whenever something evil happens, no. A man that has an altar does not behave like that. Are you listening to me? It is the same man that one time he heard the noise of winds blowing. So he got up from the bedroom and went to the living room. Then Satan himself, the Satan you are afraid of, Satan was standing in one of the corners of his living room. He said, "Satan, so you are the one. When you are done, leave." Then he went back to sleep. "When you are done making the noise, leave." He went to sleep. There is something he knows, and it is as a result of a particular priestly assignment that he's in. You don't get it. I'm telling you, 8 hours every day for over 40 years. Now, that's a serious assignment here, people of God. 8 hours every single day for over 30 years. What kind of consistency is that? I'm telling you, that's very serious. If yours is 1 hour, be consistent. Are you getting what I'm saying? Be consistent. And move beyond and interfere with that time. Because when that time is due, you know, till date, anytime something pops up and I'm not able to come for lunch prayer fire, I do a prayer for like 2-3 minutes. And I have to decode and see the angel that is in charge of lunch prayer fire for him to understand what is happening. If I'll be okay. Because lunch prayer fire is an altar. I don't forget what I'm saying. Oh yes, when it is about getting to 12 noon and the conditions happening around me shows that I will not be able to make it for lunch prayer fire, I will do a quick search in the spirit. Talk to the angel before. I'll be okay. Are you listening to me? This is what we call diligence in your walk with the spirit. It is my prayer that the grace of God will come mightily upon you, that the Lord will build you up for greater assignment. We will not be rising and falling. It will not happen. May the Lord grant us the grace to be consistent in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And people of God, consistency is a great sacrifice in the flesh. I'm telling you, a great sacrifice, ankasa. And that's the sacrifice mostly we also give on the altar of prayer. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. At exactly 6 p.m., we are going to meet right here. At exactly 6 p.m., we are going to meet right here. The Lord bless you and honor you. And at 9 p.m., we are going to do a moment of the prophetic and prayer. So make sure at 9 p.m. you invite all your friends and loved ones. They are also going to partake in what the Lord has purposed for us. in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. Now at 6 p.m., we are going to pray and overthrow all the projections of the evil one against our lives. Are you listening to me? Every projection of the enemy against your marriage, against your health, against your finance, against your traveling, against your business, have a bonfire by the power of the Holy Ghost. Then 9 p.m., we are going to engage in the prophetic and some declarations. The Lord bless us. The Lord bless us and favor all of us. I'm telling you. When you sense that, please, are you listening to me? The Lord bless you and favor you all in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So we shall meet at exactly 6 p.m. Please, you can break your fast right now. You can go and break your fast. The Lord is with you. In Jesus' precious mighty name. Muhammad did that and number because, woman of God, we didn't know that we were fasting. Oh dear, you better come and see my tree. Amen. Hello.
Oh, I'm playing
with it. Come.